Billy Lee.
Thanks a lot. That's it, dolls. Laugh it up good. Have a ball for yourself. Have two. Some of them are small. Yes, siree, that's it. You're laughing great. Don't worry about a thing. Not even your reputation, because once you hit Alton Road nowadays, it's shot to hell. Gino, you look good, baby. You got your whole stable with you, I see. I'm glad your stable's got their holes. We want to say welcome to Billy's back room, though. It's kind of an offbeat joint here in Miami Beach where everybody has a ball. Let your hair down. It's a style nowadays. As a matter of fact, nowadays you don't even wear hair, a lot of you broads, do you? Speaking of wearing hair, reminds me of a story about this guy went to a place to have a new toupee made. And so when he walked in, he looked them all over and finally came to a very funny one. It was shaped something like a triangle. So he said to the man who made the toupees up, he said, I've seen all kind of toupees, he said, but I don't understand. What's a toupee shaped like that for? He said, we cater a lot to theatrical people. Then we get a lot of exotic dancers in here. And he said, when they have a night off, he said, they want to go out in the town. He said, and if they're out with a gentleman friend, it's kind of embarrassing. You know, they have to shave kind of close. He says that the girls come in here and they buy up these little triangular toupees. And they wear them, you know, it keeps them from catching cold. Guy says, hey, that's, you like that? You like that, huh? Guy says, that's kind of clever. He says, I'll take six. The boss says, well, that's pretty good. Wait a minute, I'll wrap them. He says, don't wrap them, baby. I'll eat them right here. Let me sit down a minute. I've been doing the twist all night. Last night I was at the candy stick. I twisted myself into a double hernia. You think that's funny, honey? I was measured for a diaphragm one time. Really was. I spit rubber bands for months. I really did. Got tired of wearing the diaphragm, so I went and had a hysterectomy. Look, you can't even see the scars anymore. They're all healed up. Oh, everything all right back there at the bar? Can you hear me back there? You can, that's good. Oh, you can't hear me back there? Well, can you read lips? Oh. I wish my mother was here tonight. My mother is aghast. Really, you would all love her. She's a real camp. She's been around quite a bit. You know, that other broad out in California wrote a book called A House Is Not a Home. My mother wrote one called A Trip Around the World Ain't a Cruise. I'm writing the sequel to that called A Daisy Chain Ain't a Piece of Jewelry. Oh, you're hysterical. Really, she's wonderful. I love my mother. She's a real gas. And I have a lot of young brothers and kids and whatnot. She has kids all around. You know, the girls that work in the house have kids and that sort of thing, too. Love kids. Really do. As a matter of fact, Belle, Lenny, Patsy, myself, we've all been just elected to the board of directors for the Parent Teachers Association of Greater Miami Beach. As a matter of fact, I'm going on TV next week. It's a special show called For Children Only. And have I got a story I'm going to tell those little bastards. What do you mean, honey? Surely you're just jealous because I'm more of a man than you are and more of a woman than you'll ever be. Eat your heart out, bitch. You may be the real thing, but I'm the sure thing, and I'm good 31 days out of the month. I don't sing love for sale, honey, but that's been my theme all my life. I always say romance without finance is nonsense. Believe me, I wish you'd cross your legs, dear. You're upsetting the hell out of me. You don't have to cover your chest up because you're not doing a thing for me. I know you're a girl because you're wearing your hernia awful high. Oh, my dears. Are you really a girl? You are. You are. I watched you the other night. She lives across the courtyard from me. Now, we have all sorts of things in store for you. This summer, if a lot of you remember, right after Labor Day, I took a trip. A real trip. I said to a friend of mine, I said, let's go on a vacation. He said, where? I said, who cares? We'll make a tour of all the Greyhound bus terminals. We'll make a clean sweep of the YMCAs. We'll live it up. We did. We ate our way through 16 states. But anyway, you know, we call Miami Beach the land of sunshine. Well, you got to get to California. That's the land of fruit and nuts. What ain't nutty's fruity? Honey, I had such a ball. We were headed out of the desert. and we're going over these mountains, all crazy road, just a two-lane highway, and I'm sculled. I'm out of my bird. I say to my friend Phil, I say, hey, baby, look at that crazy creek down there. He says, you silly bitch, that's not a creek. That's the Colorado River. I was out of my bird. I stopped traffic in the middle of Hoover Dam and started singing America the Beautiful. You know, I had so much patriotism. Got to Las Vegas. We weren't there 2 hours when we were at a full drag party. Everybody was having... They say there's nothing gay in Vegas. Honey, I didn't walk into one casino that I didn't get an offer. Believe me. Do you think after this record comes out, I might play... Well, I won't play the big room in Carnegie Hall, but I played all the tea rooms. Oh, where did I get this into me? But really, California is a gas. You never saw so many faggots. Baby, everybody out there has muscles now. They all wear tight Levi's, white T-shirts. And then they open their mouth, they sound like Gingold. Really, and nobody, you never see anybody working. They all drive gorgeous cars, and the finance collector is a block behind them chasing them. But oh, you don't know. And California, Los Angeles smog, pimples and bad breath, all those, oh. Then San Francisco, I got up there, and I walked in the joint, and some queen made the most vulgar advances toward me. I had to act like a truck driver that night. And it's most... And honey, if you ever try to act like a truck driver in high heels and Ed Ho stockings, it's ridiculous. Got to Denver. Oh, you'll die. We're going over the Great Divide. 10:30 at night. You don't know. Oh, no lights. Nothing. Oh, but it's ridiculous. We get to the top of this horrible mountain. Now, why we have to have mountains to begin with, I'll never understand. They're in the way, honey. You get up there and, oh, you... Well, it was gay because we had a jug of wine in the car and a few other things. And, no, like sandwiches and that sort of thing. And we didn't pick up any hitchhikers because I'd heard that many a woman's been raped along the highway. And we decided we'd wait until we got in town and checked into motels. Honey, listen, if they can't afford a room, like they can't afford me. But anyway, we got into Denver and we were sitting in this crazy little bar. I think they call it the Snake Pit. And this bitch with me, out of her skull, looks down the bar and pipes some fat faggot wearing a sweater with pleats in the side. Honey, you should see a fat faggot with pleats. Yeah, and... She makes a very evil remark about it, and the queen turns around and looks at her like I said it, and then made a very vulgar remark about me in Florida, which is awful, baby, because Florida, really, it's wonderful how anybody could knock the state. Where else in the world could you go like Miami Beach? You lay on the beach and get blowed by the wind, browned by the sun, lapped by the waves, jerked by the jitneys going home. Well, this queen was so evil, honey, I had to get up and stomp her ass off, really. And I ruined a perfectly gorgeous manicure that I got in Los Angeles. From Denver, we went to Kansas City. Now, there's a town, baby. Everything goes there. It's a fantastic place. If you want boys, there are boys. If you want girls, there are girls. I don't condone that sort of thing myself. I'm a church-going woman full of dignity and quality. But it's a groovy town. And, well, it figures. Harry and Bess live there. And they're old friends. But anyway, we had everything. And there were more kids working in Kansas City that used to work here in Miami Beach. BH, before the heat came. But it was real groovy. Then I got to Pensacola. Now, Pensacola is wonderful. We had smorgasbord there the first time. First night at the Pensacola Air Station. And you better believe it, baby. And a friend of mine was there with the carnival and took me to the midway, and anything I pointed at, I had. They had to close down early that night. I have a little true story I want to tell you. It's kind of ridiculous, but I think it's a kind of a charge. I was out today with a real groovy broad. She's worked, you've seen her. She works with snakes. Her name is Zarita. And this story does not concern her, but it concerns one of her colleagues. Many years ago, when I first came to Miami Beach, I was sent to Key West to go to work. Man, that is the ass end of the earth. It's good. Two days a month, payday for the Navy. But anyway, I want it so quiet over there I can hear the zippers going up and down in the men's room at the Charles. I like to plug the Charles because the boys that own the Charles have been plugging me for years. That sounds rather ridiculous, but it's true. But anyway, I'm not afraid of much in this world, but one thing I can't stand to look at snakes. They're kind of ridiculous. So I got to Key West and I checked in the club and here was this other chick who works similar to my girlfriend working, and she works with snakes. But this broad is a little bit different. She's about 6'4". As a matter of fact, she's so tough. One night we were sitting at the club and some sailor walked up and said, "Hey, baby, come on, I want to dance." And she sat there and she said, "I'm busy right now with a gentleman friend, but I'd be happy to dance with you later." So the sailor walked away. 10 minutes later, he comes up and he grabs her by and he says, "Hey, baby, I said I want to dance." She stood up, 6'4", hit him so goddamn hard they have a new exit in the joint. But anyway, she said, "Billy," she says, "don't bother checking into a hotel. She says, you just come and stay at my house with me." She says, "I got a gorgeous little two-bedroom house here. I'm by myself. We'll have a ball." Well, we got there. It was two bedrooms, but only one bathroom, a stall shower. You know how when you play these towns, they reconvert things to make money. Well, I was tired of traveling. You know, I felt kind of dirty. So I said, "Hey, baby, I got to take a bath. You'll excuse me." So I went in, here's the stall shower, and I'm blind, baby. Oh, the sparkling burgundy was flowing that night. I made myself about $70 in commissions. But anyway, no, I'm only kidding. I've never been a bee drinker. No, you can't get drunk on bee drinks, sweetheart, really. It's like somebody said, "I watered the booze here." No bitch gets as low as I am on watered whiskey. Like, "I'll have another drink." "Well, Benny, I'll have a drink, dear. Just call the waiter." Anyway, I stripped down, I stepped in the shower, closed the curtain, turned on the water, and all of a sudden I feel something around my feet. I look down here, this bitch has a 15-foot boa constrictor resting in the shower. For the first time in the history of Key West, I made it from the Atlantic Ocean end of Duval Street to the Gulf of Mexico in about 30 seconds flat in nothing but a shower curtain. Needless to say, the police didn't like this kind of action at all. They had their hands full with the broads with their G-strings, and with some big bitch in a shower curtain. It was just a little bit too much, and it wasn't... Well, this was one of many incidents that happened, so finally they sort of requested that we leave town, and they bought our tickets on the bus back to Miami Beach. Well, you know, you can't fly out of there because, like, luggage is so expensive on the airways. So finally, we got all the luggage stacked in the compartment of the bus, and the broad with me had her makeup kit in one hand and a great big wicker basket in the other. And I said, "What's in the basket?" She says, "My boa, baby." Well, I was still loaded. I thought she meant feather boa. I didn't know it was boa constrictor. We get on the bus, and we got like a fifth of gin apiece in our hand, and we're with two other bitches that were being run out of town. We get on the bus and we're headed back for Miami, and we are just sucking up off those gin bottles like you never saw anybody in your life, having an absolute ball for ourselves. When this chick gets up to get her makeup kit, and we're in the middle of the 7 Mile Bridge, which is just south of Marathon. She said, "Billy," she said, "I don't want to upset you, baby, because I know you don't particularly care for snakes, but the snake is out of the basket." Well, aside from the fact, baby, that I have already done you-know-what in my you-know-where, I got up and I went to the bus driver and I said, "I don't want to cause you any trouble, Dad, but there's a 15-foot boa constrictor loose on this bus." Well, the bus driver, this is a true story, Amos. The bus driver, real square idiot. You know the type, leave the driving to us. No? Like when you're driving around your living room tonight, he says, You damn entertainers are all alike. You drink too much and you're all dope addicts. And get back in your seat before I am. With that, we heard this blood-curdling scream. Some old broad reached up for a purse and got the head of the goddamn snake and almost died. At the end of the 7-mile bridge, baby, they put us off a marathon. Wouldn't let us on the bus. The sheriff drove us back from marathon and didn't... Tough titty on him, he didn't have a meter in the car. That's really a true story. I've known some ridiculous people in my... Oh, really? The awful people I've known. God bless them all. The other afternoon, I was talking to some old friends. I was talking to some friends of ours the other day. I had the Ouija board out, and they were all doing fine up there, honey. They're waiting for us, and we're going to group when we get there, you know. And those that are down below said it ain't too bad, but the plants all burn up down there from the heat. This is a little sort of a theme song with me that I've been kicking around for a long, long time. And I don't care who you are, what your kicks are, but just remember one thing. Don't save your kisses, pass them around. You'll find my reasons are logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around? 100 years from today. Well now, why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. Hey, if you had a million, what would it all mean? 100 years from today. Hey, now laugh and sing. Make love the thing. Be happy while you can. 'Cause there's only one beneath the sun. Gonna make you feel so gay. Hey, now the moon is shining, and that's a good sign. So cling to me, baby. Say you'll be mine. Just remember one thing. You ain't gonna see it shine 100 years from today. Hey, now laugh and sing. Make love the thing. Hey, be happy while you may. Because there's only one beneath the sun. Yeah! Gonna make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. So cling to me, baby, and say you'll be mine. Just remember one thing, no pussy, we won't see it shine 100 years from today, you mother fuzzies. 100 years from today.
In the back room of Billy Lee's fantastic Mayflower Lodge, Miami Beach. Very proud to attend it to you today. And to talk to the voice of the one and only Mr. Billy Lee. Yes, indeed.
Gentlemen, the back room at the Mayflower Lounge proudly presents the fabulous Mr. Billy Lee.
Yeah. And now that old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you
weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. And then that same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts to ride. Then down and down I go, hey, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. Hey, I could stay away, way, way, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. And now I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss, kiss, kiss it, hey, put out the fire. Well, now, baby, you're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, hey, now down and down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. Hey, I could stay away, but what can I do? Yeah, I hear a name, and I'm aflame. Well, now I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss put out the fire. Well, now you're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, hey now, down and down I'll go, round and round I'll go, like in a spin, loving the spin that I'm in, under that old black magic called love. Hey, under that old black magic called love. Yeah, meanwhile back at the ranch, yeah. Oh baby, do it. Oh, bigger circles, doll pussy. Oh, don't slow down now, baby, faster. Yes. Oh, and my mother thought I was taking dancing lessons. She used to scrub her fingers to the bone to pay 50 cents a week, and now I'm making $100 a throw, yeah. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Lone Ranger mounts his faithful companion, Tonto. Under that old black magic cologne. Hey! Thanks a hell of a lot. Thank you very much. You're all absolute dolls, and I deserved it. I deserved it. I really did. It's good to see so many sitting around playing with each other. Are you two married? Well, he must have a big mouth, baby, because I'd never tell. Are you two married here, honey? You're not. Why don't you marry the girl and make an honest woman out of her, honey? You look very nice with your clothes on, Danny, really. Because my sister just came in. I'm very happy tonight, really I am. I'm in a very good mood. My wife is here. She's sitting at the back of the bar with my husband. Oh, I get a charge out of you heterosexuals. But anyway, I learned that word taking the Reader's Digest word contest every month. You learn a new word every day. Well, I know quite a few words, mostly four letters. I was in Provincetown a few summers ago playing at a very chic, legitimate club for a change. I was walking down Commercial Street one afternoon, and I saw these two real butch queens walking down with the Levi's and the T-shirts and that sort of thing. You know, real method actor type, you know, the real butch, that sort of thing. I looked across the street, and here was this very elegant bitch walking down the other side of Commercial Street, dressed to the teeth, obviously on her way to a very she cocktail party. Along came this truck and went through a mud puddle and splattered this mud all over this elegant queen. Well, she screamed, "You dirty, dirty truck driver, you evil bitch, look what you did to my gorgeous ensemble." Well, the truck driver heard her, and he didn't like being called an evil bitch. Stopped the car, got out of the cab of the truck, went over and just slapped the hell out of this faggot. Faggot pulled herself back up to her 5'8½" with Cuban heels. Kicked him in the colunes, slapped him in the face, took her fingers and stuck him in his eyes. Stomped the living hell out of him.
two butch queens across the street said, well, there's that Mary. Once a tomboy, always a tomboy. But I want to say welcome to this table full of crotch cannibals over there. We're going to do some very fine things here this season. We're going to go cultural on Miami Beach. We really are. As a matter of fact, right here in the back room next week, in Billy's back room, we're going to present an opera. It's a very gay opera. It's all about lesbians, called Aida. That's spelled A-I-D-E, and there's a hyphen over the E or something. The following week, we're going to do one in honor of the boys. And I want you to know right now that this next opera we're going to do has some beautiful arias in it. And the name of the opera is Lick Me. And we're going to do the bell song, and it's going to be very classy here this winter. Really, we're going to do this whole place over. If we keep working like this, we really will. Be a garage before you know it. We were going to turn it into a supermarket, and I think it would be a very gay supermarket. Really, it would. The size of this room, we could knock out that wall there, put in the meat department over there. We could have a vegetable stand over there. The canned goods could be over here, and the fruit could be... Oh, they're all over the place anyway. But really, I've got somebody in my throat. I don't know who. When that happens, I have to take a little drink. You'll excuse me. Everybody, come on. Everybody drink with me. Skull. Skull. I got your skull anyway. You're a real folky-looking group of people here tonight. You really are. We're going to do some folk tunes later on because we can folk them up better than anybody you ever heard. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I swear to God, I just came back from a trip around the world this afternoon. Three of them, as a matter of fact. Where did I get this into me? You all sit out there and look at me. You know, I know what you're all thinking. Thank God, it pays my car payments. But I was in the Navy for 6 years, you know, during the war and vice versa. Really, I was. I can remember one day at sea, I got my head caught in a porthole, couldn't get out to save my ass. But anyway, I can remember one time. Oh, you're awful slow, really you are. But one time I was flying from the coast right after the war, and I was sitting in a seat, and behind me sat a little old lady next to a Marine. This little old lady looked at the Marine and she said, young man, she said, you have a lot of ribbons there, she said, and I noticed among them, she said, you wear the Purple Heart. He said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, I see the Purple Heart ribbon, but she says, I don't notice any missing limbs or anything. And the guy got very flustered and embarrassed and hemmed and hawed, and finally she looked at him and she said, well, really, young man, what's wrong? Why did you get the Purple Heart? He said, well, ma'am, he said, if you must know, he said, I had it shot off during the war. She said, oh, my God, that's terrible. He said, no, ma'am. He said, it's not so bad. He said, medical science being as advanced as it is, plastic surgery being so great, he said, the doctors merely grafted on an elephant's trunk. The little lady looked at the Marine and said, but, my God, she said, isn't that embarrassing? He said, no, ma'am, except when I go to cocktail parties and they pass around the peanuts. Heard about this little broad, about 2.5 feet tall. It's raining like hell outside, and she walks to the doctor's office. Doctor walks in, and he looks down, and this chick, now mind you, she's about 2.5 feet tall, little broad, soaking, dripping wet from the rain. She says, doctor, she says, I don't know what's the matter with me, she said, but every time it rains, she says, my bird heard something awful. Picked her up, her bird.
Her bird?
Honey, I've seen some of them look like stretched eagles, for Christ's sake. Spread eagles. You spread yours, I'll spread. Thank you, honey. My waitress is so beautiful. Anyway, she said, doctor, she says, my birdie is hurting something awful every time it rains. Picks her up, puts her on the examining table, looks, and can't find a thing wrong. He said, sweetheart, he said, I can't find a thing wrong. He said, but the next time it rains, he says, you come and see me. A couple of weeks go by, and pretty soon a terrible rainstorm comes. And in comes this little broad again. Baby, she's like so tiny, and she looks so pathetic. Man, she's been through the mill, this broad has. She says, oh, doctor, doctor, she says, my little bird. She says, every time it rains, and she says, today it's worse than ever. She says, I don't know what to do about it. Picks her up, looks at her now, he examines her from one end to the other. Lays her down on her back, spreads her legs, takes out her scissors, does a little snipping, picks her up, puts her back on the floor. She starts walking. He says, how does that feel? She says, that's absolutely wonderful, wonderful, doctor. She said, what did you do? He said, I just cut off 2 inches off the top of your galoshes. Oh, she's a vulgar queen tonight. Oh. I'd like to have a drink, and I don't give a good damn who pays. Give me a drink on Walter's check, please. If he says a word, I'll write his wife. Anyway... And if he objects to a double, I'll write his husband and really screw him up. I have some very fine friends in the house tonight. I have a guy that's trying to sell me the Brooklyn Bridge. His name is Brody. I think he's a pusher from Buffalo. He's sitting there with his legs up on the goddamn... You're not showing me a thing you didn't show me years ago, baby. Put your legs down. You're not upsetting me, because if you had as much there as you got in your eye, we'd all go out of our mind. I don't know what we're wasting our time. They're going to edit all this stuff out. Either that or we're all going to go to jail. But remember one thing about jail, honey. They can't arrest you for what they catch you doing there.
And that's coming from a girl that's been there and back and probably going again, believe me.
No, I never worry about going to jail. Especially when I played that little town in Kansas I used to work in. I used to get away with murder there. I caught the chief of police doing something one day. To me. That's my daughter working behind the bar, the China doll. Really, I was working a place in Hong Kong. I got in trouble. I didn't think I was in trouble. The doctor told me it was a floating kidney. Well, here's to it and from it and to it again. And here's to it if when you get to it, you don't want to do it. Call me because I'm primed. Would you give the Dune sisters a drink, please? Lorna Dune and Nothing Dune. Really, they're great. He sits there and beats it, and he sits there and plays with it, and they both get paid for it. And most of you are sitting there looking up here at us, and we're looking out there at you. You're an ugly bunch of bastards. But it's good to have you. Really, swing. What would you like me to swing on, honey? Yeah.
Look lonesome, shining through the trees. Hey, I said, don't the moon look lonesome, shining through the trees. Don't your arms look empty when your big mama ain't there to squeeze. And now I sent for you yesterday, and here you come today. Hey, girl, I sent for you yesterday, and here you come today. If you can't do better than that, baby, pack your grips and get away. And now my man don't love me, he treats me oh so mean. Oh, so mean. He's the meanest mother fryer that I have ever seen. He wears hydra pants that are really yellow. I said he wears hydra pants that are really yellow. But when he starts in to love me, baby, he's so fine and mellow, yeah. Well, Well, if you treat me right, baby, I'm gonna stay home every night. Yeah, I said if you treat me right, baby, I'm gonna cook so stay home every night. But if you don't give me some loving, baby, I'm gonna be gone real soon. Well, now love is just like a faucet. You can turn it off and on. I said love is just like a faucet. You can turn it off and on. You gotta give your mama some loving, baby, or she's gonna be real gone. Take a ride, baby. You'll never know, baby. Hey now, 3 and 3 is 6. 6 and 3 is 9. Had the length of yours, red baby, but what's the depth of mine? Yeah! Oh, every night, baby. Well, now, said that little red rooster to that mother frying white duck. You ain't got much, baby, to... Oh, you serve the craziest head. Yeah! Every night, baby. Every night, baby. Sunday mornings, we won't bother going to church. Hey, I said, don't the moon look lonesome? Shining through the trees. I said, don't the moon look lonesome, shining through the trees. Don't your arms look empty when your baby ain't there to squeeze.